So you may have noticed that the year is drawing to a close very, very quickly. One of the things with the readings in the church is that as the year draws to an end, all the readings start to draw to an end as well and start to focus on the end. The end of time, the end of our lives, the end when we come to judgment. It's all a lot to reflect on at the end of a year. So the readings today, we have this reading from Thessalonians talking about the ultimate end, the end of time when Christ will come and we'll all be taken up to heaven with him. And we have this great parable of the bridesmaids. This is a fascinating parable. And it's very much in line with so much that Jesus says. Throughout so many of the parables that Jesus speaks of, there's this call to endurance. That many people start the journey, but very few actually end. And this is a constant encouragement or warning that Christ gives. Because all of these bridesmaids started, they all wanted to be there. But some weren't quite equipped for the journey. They hadn't prepared enough to last until the bridegroom arrived. Because none of us know when the bridegroom will come. Christ could come today. Could come a long, long time yet to come. And the big question is, are we equipped? How much has our faith sunk in, I suppose, is the question. This beautiful quote by St. John of the Cross, where he says that in the evening of our lives, we'll all be tested in love. And it's so very true. You know, I haven't been on this journey really all that long. But sadly, I've seen people who, right at the end of their lives, they've been such faithful Christians, pillars of the church, and yet right at the end, they've stumbled. That there's almost comes a point of testing, whether it be suffering or illness, and that becomes the ultimate testing point. Has your faith taken you far enough to last to the end? It's a very sobering question for all of us. There was this old cupboard that my family used to have. I remember when I was the earliest memory I had, this cupboard was ancient. It had probably been in the family for years and years. It was originally brown, then it was painted green, then it was painted white. I think in its latest form, it now lives in the garden shed full of old tools and stuff. But for some reason, it always kind of reminds me a bit of this, because in its beautiful new form covered in white paint. Occasionally, if you bump it with a shovel or a tool or something and you scratch it, you start to see what's underneath, the different layers of when it was green or when it was brown. And it's a bit like us, really. Yeah, how deep has the gospel sunk into us? Is it just a bit of white paint over the surface? So we come here and we all look beautifully white and clean and great Christians. How deep has it gone? You know, how much does someone have to cut you before it starts to reveal the old person underneath? You know, does it take a bit of suffering or a bit of a rude comment and suddenly you find yourself swearing under your breath or just thinking, well, that's the end of that friendship. I'm never going to speak to them ever again. You know, you start gossiping behind their backs. Because the old person, you know, St. Paul says, you know, the old man is still there. And I think in terms of what Jesus is saying here tonight, this is a really important thing to reflect on. Is our faith just a thin veneer on the surface? We know how to behave, we know how to be nice, how to be good Christians. Or has it sunk down to our bones? Has it changed every part of us? And really the testing ground for that is when we face suffering, when we do face hardships. There's a great story I once read of a Christian who was imprisoned under the communist regime, and he was being tortured every single day. Some of you may have heard me tell this story before. And this one time, this guard came in with this baton and just started beating him and beating him. And this prisoner just smiled back at him in the midst of being bloodied and bruised. And this guard said, "How foolish can you be that even in the midst of such suffering, you still blindly follow a commandment to love your enemies?" And he said, "I'm not following a commandment. I can't do anything else. You know, a bird can't fail to sing. It can't suddenly make a different noise because that's what it is." You know, this man had become so completely taken over by the gospel that even when he was being abused, he couldn't do anything but love. I long for the day that I could be like that. But that's what the gospel is meant to do. You know, in this parable where you've got this image of oil, and do we have enough oil for the journey? Do you ever stop to look at whether you have enough oil for the journey? Or are you just living day by day thinking, yep, I'm still a Christian today, that's good enough. You know, we need to actively prepare ourselves. We need to look at our lives and say, well, how deep have the roots of faith gone? Once again, there's this beautiful image so often used in the scriptures of a tree. A tree that has sunk its roots so deep that it taps into that underground well. And even if the whole land is ravaged by drought, this tree continues to bear fruit. How deep are your roots? Are they just on the surface tapping into that little ready amounts of consolation or joy that you get when you come here? Or is every day, is your life planted deeply in Christ? Do you have enough to be able to survive through all the hardships, through all the persecutions and trials? It's a very curious point about this parable, where when the foolish bridesmaids turn up, and the other ones won't give them any oil, and they say, "Go to those who sell oil and get some for yourselves." You know, at midnight, middle of the night, go and find someone. Now, St. John Chrysostom is one of the great saints of the early church. He asks this question. He says, "Who are these people who sell us oil? If we're meant to be equipping ourselves for the journey, who do we buy it off?" And he says very clearly, it's the poor. It's the poor people in our midst who sell us the oil. He had a very strong idea on really serving those who are marginalized. But there's a really profound point that he's making here, that it's by actively living our lives in love. It's by taking our concern off ourselves. You know, if you stop and think about how you think, you probably spend 98% of your day thinking about yourself and your own concerns and what other people should be doing for you. And what John Chrysostom's saying is, care for the poor. Look at other people's needs. And in doing that, you start to live the heart of the gospel. And as a result, your whole being becomes changed. No longer is just this thin surface layer of white paint, but it starts to color every part of who you are. Now, you might look around and say, well, there's not many poor people in our midst. We're an extremely affluent country. But those who are lonely, those with mental illness, those who are on the fringes of our society, I'm sure you know them. What he's saying is, go and love them. And in doing so, you are transforming your life. You are equipping yourselves for eternity. Jesus is very clear, this is very serious. This is not just a matter of trying to win our salvation, it's a matter of trying to endure to the end. Because so many fall by the wayside. We can never be overly confident. We can never have this conviction that we're going to survive until the end. Time and again, Jesus reminds us of this. Once again, there's that almost haunting phrase that Jesus uses in the Gospels where he says, "When the Son of Man comes again, will he find any faith on earth? Will he find anyone who has equipped themselves to persevere? Your endurance will win you your lives," Christ says. So just encourage you, look seriously at your lives. Look seriously at your faith. I'm sure it serves you very well now, but how deep do those roots go? How deep has the gospel penetrated your life? When people do bump you or scratch you, do you still find the old person deep inside? Christ wants to enter in to the very depths of who you are. He wants to transform you into love itself, because that is what he is. So come to Christ. Come to him in the scriptures. Come to him in the Eucharist. Come to him in the poor, and allow him to transform you.